You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe puts a post up just sharing a little bit of her struggles during the summer as a mom, and it has been shared over 18,000 times on her page. She's going to share with you how she went viral unexpectedly. Also, coming up today, I want to jump right in and talk to you about the upgrade. Now, if you're wondering what upgrade, your upgrade. If you are in a place right now in your life or in your business and you know that you're ready for more, you know that you have been called to greatness, but nothing around you looks like what you were expecting to take place, I am telling you, it is time to upgrade. I see so many times people that are ready to throw in the towel, people that are so frustrated because they're not seeing the overnight results that they were expecting. But let me tell you one quick secret to upgrading. I've seen this story time and time again, but at the end of the day, what matters most is what you're doing to maximize what you already have. I'm sure you're like, geesh, Erica, you just said this, or you say this all the time. The reason I say this so much is because I see it over and over, people aborting the plan. I see so many people feeling like once they get to a place of stress or get to a place where it's a little more than they bargained for or a little more than they expected, the natural response is to run in the opposite direction. I want to remind you today, in order to upgrade, in order to see a promotion, in order to see more come your way, it is so important that you start maximizing everything that you already have. If you're in a job that you hate, show up and be your absolute best until the opportunity presents itself for you to transition out of there. If you're in any position right now that you are not in love with, I'm telling you to rock it out right where you're at and be open to new opportunities. Keep your mind, keep your eyes open to what may come, but you're not going to be able to advance into those other opportunities if you're not willing to start maximizing and upgrading in your current state. Now, I will not hold you up any longer. I want to share with you a quick snippet of one of my favorite songs. This was actually a featured guest on the Be Inspired show. It is Fight by Julius Witherspoon. On the other side of this song, you will be hearing from Jennifer A. Friend. She is a marketing expert, and her post has gone completely viral, and you get to hear the story behind Jennifer's post.
Always pleasing to you, but I really wanna love you like I say I do, but I'm too tired to fight, too tired to fight. Let my life be more than what I say up on the mic. I'm too tired to fight, too tired to fight. I'm a mess right now, but Jesus, you can get me right. I'm angry and frustrated, cause I'm mess right now, but Jesus, you can get me right, get me right, get me right, yeah, you can get me right.
Welcome with me, you all, into the Be Inspired Cafe. Someone whose story is so inspiring. If you're out there right now and you're trying to figure out how to get a little attention on social media, or maybe you're trying to figure out how to boost the views and the shares and all of that great stuff when it comes to marketing for your business and your blog and anything else that you have going on, you definitely want to listen very closely to our special guest today. She is a certified card-carrying soccer mom who's loving life with her husband and her four kids on a small island in eastern North Carolina. And you guys should already know I'm so biased towards North Carolina, greatest state in America. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, Jennifer A. Friend. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. So before we get into the picture that is like breaking the internet, can you tell us just a little more about you and about what you do?
Sure. I'm a professional writer and marketing specialist with a little over 15 years experience. I started my career as a newspaper reporter covering really exciting events like planning board meetings and city council meetings for a small military town in eastern North Carolina. And since then, I've gone on to teach language arts and writing to middle school and high school students. I actually started a Montessori school here in our community that has two campuses that serve over 300 students. And I've served as the director of communications for a statewide advocacy organization in Raleigh. But like a lot of moms, I've struggled with juggling taking care of the kids and having a 9-to-5 job. So about a year ago, I decided that I was going to start working from home, doing freelance writing, and trying to build an online business.
I love it, love it, love it. I love, you guys know I'm biased against as well, entrepreneurs. So you taking that leap to me is huge, Jennifer. And something recently happened. You put out a post that has now, just to put it into perspective for you guys, it's been shared over 18,000 times. So can you tell us, it's called Kids Eating Schedule. Can you tell us a little bit about this post? And then I want to get into your reaction when you realize that people are not going to stop sharing this image.
Sure. So it was day 3 of summer break. And this was just last week. And my kids were on this endless snacking spree. So I work from home. So the kids don't go to summer camp. They hang out here. We live near the beach. You know, they've got friends coming and going. And they have a pretty good time in the summer. But apparently they become ravenous, nonstop eating machines. And it was probably like 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, and my 10-year-old was reaching for his 15th snack. Now, mind you, he'd already had snack. He'd already had breakfast. He probably already had an early lunch. And I'm just racking my brain, like, why are they eating so much more in the summer? And I'm thinking about what they eat during the school year, and it's not nearly as much. So the idea for the graphic just kind of hit me. And just for fun, I put it together. I've worked in Canva before creating images for other clients and when I worked as a communications director. And I'm pretty graphically challenged, so I appreciate how user-friendly Canva is. So I just put it together and put it on my personal Facebook page and thought, I'm going to set this one to public and just see if it gets picked up. And by picked up, I was thinking maybe it would be shared 100 times and nothing more.
Like when I first saw this and I came across it, I was just like, first of all, amen, all caps, because I'm sure at the time that I was sharing it, my kids were tapping me on the shoulder saying, can we get something else? Can we grab a snack? So seeing this, Jennifer, seeing so many of my friends after I shared it, now I'm like seeing this post pop up on their pages and pop up, you know, on my home feed a gazillion times more. And What I love about this is the power of social media. If you are in business right now, if you are not maximizing social media, you are missing out. Like, for one, you're missing out on over 18,000 people sharing your post. And God knows how many that just downloaded the image and shared it from their wall. But, Jennifer, you specialize in marketing. So can you tell us a little more about your marketing business? And then before you tell us about your marketing business, though, I do want to know, what was your first response when you hit maybe like the first 1,000 people sharing it and then the number just kept going up?
Oh, well, let me tell you my reaction to when the first 100 people shared it. Because by the end of Wednesday, I probably had a handful of friends that liked it, left comments, and had shared it. So it was definitely a post that was getting a lot of engagement from my friends and family. But when I woke up on Thursday morning and checked my Facebook, it looked like it had been shared about 100 times. And I freaked out and I told the media, I think that post that I created, it's starting to get picked up by other people. And throughout the day, I would check and I'd give him updates. I'm like, oh, we're up to 200. Now it's up to 500. And I think he was getting tired of me giving him updates. But that evening was when I noticed that it had reached 3,000 shares. And I'm part of the Freedom Hackers Facebook group, which is a group for people who are building their online businesses, entrepreneurs who who, you know, want to utilize all the tools that are online to build their business. And so I just put a post in there to say that I was really surprised that it had been shared so many times, and kind of wanted some, you know, some feedback, some suggestions from the group, like what should my next steps be? So for anybody who is building an online business, I highly recommend joining groups like that, because you just, you get a lot of wonderful ideas, and you get to exchange ideas with people who have already done it and who are going to tell you to do things that you might not be able to think of doing on your own. So appreciated the feedback from that group. But yeah, I mean, my reaction immediately was just, I was up probably until about 1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, trying to wrap my brain around what had happened. Cause you know, at first I just saw the shares on my page, but then people started telling me other sites that had shared it that had tens of thousands of likes and comments and shares. And that was just mind blowing. And that's when I think I realized, okay, this thing has gone viral, and that's huge.
Yes, it is so huge. And here's one thing that I want you to share, because sometimes when we put things out there, we don't realize how that opportunity is going to take off. Like, no one ever, well, maybe some people, but I highly doubt most people just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to put a post out and it's going to be shared thousands of times. What would you say for the person that's listening, that one thing I love is that you aren't looking to go viral. You were just sharing. Right. But what one thing would you have changed about it? What one thing would you have done differently before hitting post now that you, if, had you known it was going to be shared that many times?
That's an easy one for me to answer. There are a few things I would have done differently, but the number one thing is putting my name on the original post. But like you said, I really did not put it out there with the intention of it going viral. I wasn't trying to promote a business or myself or anything like that. It was really just a funny moment that I had, and I thought that my friends, my fellow moms, would appreciate the humor and the craziness that I was dealing with that day. But looking back and seeing how quickly it got picked up, and that it was an opportunity to connect people to my business page, I wish I had put my name on the original image.
Well, I think you have quite a few more in your arsenal, so no worries. I definitely think this will happen for you again. So tell me this, Jennifer, what is the best way that we can get connected with you for those that are listening that are in need of your marketing services and all the greatness that you've put out in the marketplace, which, by the way, just backtracking, had no idea that you started a school. That's incredible. So
yeah.
Yeah, like, we definitely need to do like a follow-up interview. But
okay,
how can we support you? What's the best way that we can get connected with you and support all the great things that you're doing?
Sure. I have a website now, which I didn't have before the image went viral. I had my domain, but I had not put all the pieces in place for my website. And so what I loved about that experience is that it kind of lit a fire under me to just take the leap and get all of that together. So I do have my website up and running now, and it's jenniferafriend.com. And then I also have a business page on Facebook, and that's, you can find me at Jennifer A. Friend on Facebook.
I love it. So you guys, the image will be, I'm posting it with Jennifer's website and her name. I will have that image up so that you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. Make sure that you go over to Jennifer's website to support what she is doing, to get connected if you are in any way, shape, or form trying to boost the visibility of your business on social media. Jennifer, thank you so much for stopping by the Be Inspired Cafe. Your story is so inspirational.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Be Inspired. Stay connected with me at ericalatrice.com, or if you're on social media, I'm at Erica Empowers, and that's on Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Blab, and whatever else comes out by the time you finish listening to this. And if you are not a part of the Empowerment Club, I don't know what you're waiting for, but it is free. So go over to ericalatrice.com right now so that you can grab your spot in the Empowerment Club. Go out and make today amazing, because it is absolutely a choice. And you know that I'm always reminding you to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.